from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In Northeast Ohio, the parents of an 11-month-old boy who died last week are now behind bars. ONN's Danita Harris reports.
Both Taija Singleton and Eric Rush are being held on a $1 million bond in Canton. Last Tuesday, emergency crews were called to a home on 10th Street Northeast for a small child who had stopped breathing. That child was 11-month-old Royale Rush. He was taken to the hospital, but later died. Both parents are charged with permitting child abuse, endangering children, and domestic violence. A one-year-old child was also found at that home. He's been removed and placed in temporary custody.
There was a deadly shooting involving Dayton police officers over the weekend. It happened Saturday night at a block party. The person killed is identified by family members as 15-year-old Brian Moody. Police say they approached Moody, who was allegedly carrying a gun. He then started to run before turning around and drawing his weapon at officers. Dayton Police Chief Cameron Afzal.
He shot in response to the individual's action. Which is very preliminary right now. What we know, because we're not going to do the criminal investigation, is the individual pointed the weapon towards the officers. So we're not waiting at that point for that person to discharge a firearm when they're pointing a weapon towards the officers.
Indiana State Police issued an alert for 14-year-old Bryson Muir, the son of former Indianapolis Colts player and Kent State standout Daniel Muir. The boy was last seen by his grandmother at her Northeast Ohio home, and authorities say he may be in danger. ONN's Danielle Wiggins in Cleveland has the story.
I spoke with Bryson's maternal grandmother, Cheryl Wright, at a home on the city's east side. She told me she suspected her grandson had been abused. The photo issued by Indiana State Police showing Bryson with a black eye, a fat lip, and swollen face. Bryson told Wright that his father is the person who gave him those injuries. According to the Garfield Heights Police Department, Wright called police twice saying Bryson was being abused and that she didn't want to turn the child over to his mother, but Kristen Muir ended up leaving the home with Bryson.
Wright says just after Bryson's parents left with him, an officer pulled them over, but Bryson wasn't in the car. Kristen and Daniel Muir are reportedly no longer cooperating with investigators after they backed out of a meeting with police to which they were supposed to bring Bryson. Ohio has officially broken the all-time state tornado record. ONN meteorologist Kaylee Bowers has more.
Ohio's now seen 63 tornadoes for the year 2024 so far. That beats the tie that we had in 1992 with 62 tornadoes. And just last year in 2023, we saw 60 tornadoes. Now, what gave us that number 63, that additional one? It was a tornado in Willard over the weekend. Now, the rating was a little bit low. It wasn't EF0, but still those peak winds are around 80 miles an hour. And this now, 2024, number one for most tornadoes in Ohio.
An airline that has flown out of Ohio for decades is suspending its flights to Canada. ONN's Colin Dorsey.
Air Canada flies nonstop to Toronto from Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati in Ohio. The airline announced that those routes would be suspended beginning in October and would not resume until at least May of 2025. The Toronto stop provides international travels with easy access to Europe, Asia, and other foreign destinations. Cleveland Hopkins International Airport issued a statement saying that the airline industry is facing many challenges right now. These range from personnel to aircraft availability and affect airports worldwide.
A new report from Jobs Ohio confirms that the Buckeye State is open for business. More from ONN's Tracy Townsend.
The Jobs Ohio 2023 annual report has revealed that Ohio ranked third in the nation for announced business deals in 2023. In addition, the Buckeye State ranked seventh in new jobs and third in capital investment, making it the one and only state in the country to achieve top five rankings for total projects and per capita projects. That hasn't happened in almost 5 years. The report recognized economic development initiatives statewide, including manufacturing, aerospace, and tech.
The city of Akron has been designated a tech hub and is now receiving a federal grant. ONN's Jay Fox has the story.
The Biden administration announced today that it is investing $500 million in tech hubs throughout the country in an effort to encourage more innovation. $51 million has been allocated to the Sustainable Polymers Tech Hub in Akron. The Northeast Ohio hub will address the severe climate and environmental impacts from rubbers and plastics and develop sustainable polymer manufacturing. It also provides opportunities for students to work in a cutting-edge field when they graduate from college.
And Toledo's Hawkins STEM Academy has been named a wild school site by state officials. ONN's Melissa Andrews explains.
The Ohio Department of Natural Resources says wild school sites are supplementary education programs created by schools in which students, teachers, and the community can come together and learn about wildlife and the environment. This is the first Toledo Public School to be certified as a wild school site. Students created a certified monarch way station to provide nectar sources and host plants for monarch butterflies, and it has a prairie habitat for pollinators, birds, bats, and other small mammals, snakes, and more.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WKYC in Cleveland, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.